From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. In a Senate Health Committee hearing today, Utah Senator Mitt Romney questioned health leaders about the country's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Romney asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, how close the U.S. is to creating a vaccine.
I mean, is it extremely likely we're going to get a vaccine within a year or two? Is it just more likely than not? Or is it kind of a long shot?
It's definitely not a long shot, Senator Romney. I would think that it is more likely than not that we will.
Romney also said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention needs to implement a real-time data gathering system to help the U.S. better understand where it stands in regards to things like hospitalizations and treatment. Utah's Department of Health announced 5 new COVID-19-related deaths today. That brings the state's total to 73. 3 of them were over the age of 85, and 4 of them were in long-term care facilities. The other person had been hospitalized when they died. Health officials also announced the state has had more than 6,400 confirmed COVID-19 cases, and more than half have recovered. 153,000 Utahns have been tested for the virus. In March, Summit County had the first known case of COVID-19 via community spread in Utah and became the epicenter of the state's coronavirus pandemic. KUER's Emily Means reports nearly 2 months later, the county's numbers have started to plateau.
Summit County issued the state's first stay-at-home order March 25th. It also required all out-of-town visitors to leave by April 1st. Since then, Summit's nursing director, Carolyn Rose, says residents have taken public health policies seriously. She says that's helped prevent any COVID-related deaths from happening in the county.
Most people, especially the most vulnerable populations, are following the guidelines to stay at home or stay away from groups.
Rose says the county is at the bottom of its transmission curve, and maintaining a decline in cases depends on what happens in the coming weeks.
People are out and about more, even though they are still to be social distancing and wearing a mask. Some people are not.
While the number of new cases has slowed, large events like the Deer Valley Concert Series have been canceled. It draws thousands of visitors to the area each summer. Emily Means, KUER News.
After Southwest Utah saw nearly 30 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend, local leaders have walked back their second attempt to downgrade the area to the low-risk phase of its pandemic response. At a Monday press briefing, Utah's epidemiologist Angela Dunn said the state is monitoring multiple outbreaks in the Southwest region and is working with the health department there to understand the cause of the surge.
Have they occurred potentially due to visitors? You know, we haven't found that to be true yet, but it's something that we are working to track to understand that implication of tourism and increase in growth rates.
The rise in cases over the weekend is the biggest two-day jump the area has seen since the start of the pandemic. The Utah Shakespeare Festival has canceled this year's summer season. In April, festival officials announced plans to go ahead with its season, albeit with some changes like social distancing measures for the audience and scaled back costumes and sets. But in a release today, the festival's executive producer, Frank Mack, said there were too many obstacles to overcome to put it on. The festival would have run July through September in Cedar City, and according to its website, it typically draws about 100,000 patrons, a quarter of which come from out of state. Ticket holders for the 2020 season will be provided refunds. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.